If you will not let me smoke, I'm leaving. Okay, okay, don't leave. Just don't smoke in the house. And I look at these parents that are giving up so not to lose these kids. Listen to me. You already lost him or her. Now you just let him, let this demon put his foot in, put his leg in your house. I'm not saying that you have to kick everybody out and just sit on the throne like it's all good. No, I'm not speaking about, you know, there are boundaries. And we have principles everybody knows. You know, certain people, I mean, certain things are not spoken around me in my presence.
And
my look will just shut your mouth. You cannot speak about these things around me. Why? Because this, I will not let this element speak into my destiny ever.
Про людей, ни про каких не говорят.
No one speaks other people or gossip around me because this demon, I will not let him have room around me. Battle with elements of life. Beloved, listen, that you're sitting here, it says that you're already conquered masses of elements in your life. You are sitting here and you're saying, oh, I have a lot to battle. You know how much you conquered. Continue the same way. Continue praying. Continue battling. If the Holy Spirit tells you to fast, believe me, the element will tell you, no, you don't need to. Element, truck goes by, big one, semi. And says McDonald's on it. You know, Americans are professionals at taking pictures of burgers. I want to eat the truck now. It's so big. And I'm standing at the light. And it's like fifth or sixth day of fasting. And this burger is so big.
It
looks so good. And this element wants to conquer me. No. Close the window. Don't smell it. Be victorious till the end. So, beloved, that's how it is with all of our life. The goal of my life is not to have, you know, battle some sort of pastor or organization who's right or who's not. I will not sit down at the table
with
people that are filming just nonsense and just speak about the manifestations of God. It's so not worthy. Let this element not even register with you. So what if someone doesn't like you? Why? Because you are victorious with these elements.
And now
this spirit doesn't like.
How is that?
Yeah, like that. Exactly like
that.
We defeat these things and we become stronger.
The
purpose of my life is not to fight with men. In a war with men, and they say, no. I have a God who will tell you who I am. If I'm not from God, God will remove me. I don't care about what people do or say. I want to comfort my own people as well. Come down, brothers and sisters. They say, did you see that video? Yes, I have. And they're like, have you heard? They don't like when stuff is, people are making bad videos about you. But that's okay. It's all just the beginning. There's going to be a lot of glory and as well as a lot of fighting and battling. That is why I tell you, just relax. Of course, there's going to be a lot of dirt and trash. No problem. As though you're trying to... they've called Jesus the devil, and of course they're going to call me devil as well. That's how usually it is. My purpose is to be victorious and conquer and fight those things that attack me. You know, your fat, your belly does not attack me. My fat on my belly attacks me.
Меня атакует мой аппетит.
My appetite attacks me, not yours.
Похоти, страсти, куда еще
I have passions or things that attack me. And you have your own things that attack you. And then there is some that live and they try to teach other people what to do and say. Because you want to make sure that even in the church these things do not attack you. You're going to dress everyone up. You remove everything? No. You're here for 2 hours. What about outside the church? What about another 22 hours outside in front of those other people? Where's the problem? It's not here. They say you brought the world into the church. But the church is the world. How can you get more world inside the church? As if you look different than they do there, you have less demons in you. Come to encounter and see what will come out of you. Just be honest, though. I like this sermon today. You can call a conqueror one that really has defeated all those things that attacked him. So the purpose of my sermon today was to concentrate you on a thought or on those things that come against you. The devil tries to twist things and try to tell you that you need to change things outside of you. Well, if he doesn't irritate me, I will not be irritated. If there's no fast food, then I won't be fat. It doesn't work like that. Those are the elements that attack you, and you have to conquer them. And then the last scripture, and because my time is over, Psalm 91:13-16.
Псалтырь 91, 13, с 13 стиха. Праведник цветет, как пальма. Возвышается, подобно кедру на Ливане. Насажденные в доме Господнем, они цветут во дворах Бога
нашего. Okay, so it's Psalm 92. The right, the uncompromisingly righteous shall flourish like the palm tree.
Вы слышите меня?
And they shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. We don't like to get old. Because when we think about being old, it's connected to infirmities and diseases. And there are other elements that are there when you're old.
Чтобы я никому обузой не был. Помните, знаете такие высказывания? Я столько слышал, даже вот у нас. И люди избегают старости, они хотят старости.
And people don't want to be old.
Потому что дьявол извратил имя старость.
Why? Because the devil has really destroyed the image of the elderly.
Сбора плодов.
Because the, truly, when you're an elder, it's a time for reaping everything that you sowed. It's a time of harvest and reaping fruit and going home, being full of life and happy. I'm not afraid to leave the earth or even get older because I know that I'm going to receive a great harvest.
Туда-сюда, там что-то заправим, подправим. Стоп. Я не говорю сейчас о каких-то операциях. Дорогие, я говорю о том, что ты уходишь насыщенными днями.
As an elder, you're leaving this earth full of life.
И на твои похороны придут люди просто сказать спасибо.
And then when you pass away, people will come to your funeral and they will tell you thank you for the life that you've lived.
В Боге! Это круто, церковь.
being an elderly in God is amazing.
And
to be ancient in days, to be without diseases. Or being in the right mind.
Вот Галина, да, и ты смотришь по старости, как было прожито молодость, не так ли?
And then,
видно.
Galina has works with elderly people, and the point is that you can determine a lot by looking at an elder what kind of life he lived. So we must live our life right. And so when you become an elderly, it will all be revealed. The life that you've lived as a young man. So right, you begin to fight now. And when you become an elder, you'll say, praise the Lord for my 80 or 90 or 120 years of age. And when you leave, you will say, someone will say to you, thank you. There's so many people that have been saved and came to God through you. They'll say, thank you. And you will leave as a champion. Don't be afraid of old age. Plan to that. Plan your life correctly. Why we allow to reach old age is to really think about all the things that we've lived through and receive a harvest. So do not be afraid of getting old. The uncompromisingly righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of God. And they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. And they shall be full of sap. Solomon, what are you writing about? Old men don't look like that. But no, but this is how an old man looks when he's with God. And they planted in the house of the Lord, for they shall flourish in the courts of our God. For they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. And they shall be full of sap and verdure. And they show that the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises. So let us arise. Just say, dear Jesus, I thank you. And I worship you this morning. Thank you for everything, my beloved. I believe, Lord, that we will concentrate upon our own lives, not on our neighbors, but upon our lives and upon the warfare that is surrounding us. And on those elements that attack us, Lord, I ask you, raise up your champions. It's my prayer. Lord, raise up your champions. Raise up those that will be truly called the champions. People that have gone through their life, and you can call them great. Thank you. You know, just take this time and begin to worship Him. Beloved, we worship you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Raise up a mighty church, Jesus. Raise up conquerors. Raise up champions in the name of Jesus. Let your glory be poured out. You are raising up your champions, Lord. We will see those that conquer. We will see champions. We will see those that will carry your gospel in fire and power. Those that defeated the evil. In the name of Jesus, you will raise up a mighty army. You will raise up your army. Amen. Give him glory. Lift him up. Have a seat. Have we had any new people with us this morning? Please raise your hand. We'd like to give you a gift. Keep your hands up and we will give you a gift. Just want to give you a gift from our church. Some sermons.